MSMWholesale.com presents the MSM Miracle, case history examples of how MSM helps.
"13 years ago, a veterinarian said, 'Try this white powder. If you sniff it, your nose heals. You don't get high. It's not a drug.' 3 days later, I could outmarch my troops. I mention I'm a command sergeant major in the Reagan State Defense Forces. I'm 62. I can outwork my kids. There's many of them that can keep up with me. And my son taught me into taking up skydiving last summer. And at 4,000 feet, you look down, they can't hurt. No matter what happens, it ain't going to hurt. But for 17 years, I kept saying, if I can get by another 6 months and not be hand-fed in a nursing home, I'll have done good. Because I was so allergic to pollen, I was popping 8 pills a day for hay fever, my aspirin was down to once every 15 minutes to breathe. I was so addicted to it. Well, and not only did my pain go away, but we used lotion to get rid of Dr. Roger Bell's carpal tunnel. Because when you eat it, it's going in the kidney, the liver, wherever the body wants it. And he wanted to concentrate it right in his wrist so he could get rid of it without having to have his wrist cut. In 2 weeks, the carpal tunnel was gone. Then I got thinking about it. Hey, I don't have enough blood vessels in this flat area to hardly keep the skin alive. So I rubbed the lotion in at night when I went to bed. It went underneath the skin and met with the vitamin C and started to build new flesh, new collagen. It filled in, and I turned around with all the new blood vessels. I turned pink, now to 65 feet of grafting marks and down to about an inch and a half right through here, and it's getting hard to see. I'm getting handsome almost. But you can see a different texture here, but when you feel it, you cannot feel a demarcation line. The skin they grafted was off my chest. They left all three hairs so I could prove I was a man. So this doesn't have any hair on it. But it's a finer texture than, it's not as coarse as the leg skin. So you see a different texture. And this, every 2 weeks, you look at that, it's making changes. It's filling in, and it's getting better and better all the time. At first, it was very slow healing, because there wasn't enough blood vessels to do much healing. But as they build in, it started to accelerate and accelerate and accelerate. Now, also, the lungs become leathery. And you don't get good oxygen through the lungs. That's full-blown emphysema. Mr. Booth couldn't walk across the room and change his TV channel without being out of breath. He had his atomizer, his breather, and he had his oxygen tank right next to him. He's 72. 3 months after starting him on the MSM, I talked him into joining my reserve unit as a death sergeant to give him something to do and get him thinking about other things. 6 months later, he was marching an hour with us. After a year, he became inactive. He was working full-time shipping clerk for a sporting goods and part-time security guard. He had no time to play with us anymore. Now, right off the bat, the first thing you do is you start getting more oxygen through the membranes faster and easier, so you get a lot of immediate relief. In about a week, if you can't walk across the room, you can usually walk about a half mile, rest, and walk another half mile. But it's going to take at least a couple of years of the old cells dying and new cells taking their place, gain a remission. But you want to take enough that every time a cell dies, you're getting a good, healthy cell. If you take it in spurts, you're going to have some good, some bad, and it's not going to be the steady reversal. So this is why a person should continue on with it over a period of time. Now, diverticulosis is where the colon has lost its flexibility, it's not pulsing good, it's not moving the feces along, it's become leathery. You're not getting good nutrition through the walls. The feces slows down, it gets dry and turns into a clayish material, then it hangs up in the pockets in the colon. Then we're up to high enemas, metamucil, roughage, and things to try and break it out to clean out the colon. Well, you add MSM, and it fills the pockets in, leaves a Teflon-type coating the feces can't hang on to, puts the flexibility back into it so pulse is good, makes it permeable so you get a lot of nutrition through the walls. Diverticulosis is nothing but symptoms of MSM vitamin C deficiency. you got to have the vitamin C and MSM. It just automatically corrects the problem. See, these problems are all a deficiency of vitamin C and MSM. Have you ever heard of people when the weather changes, the big toe hurts? Okay. A gentleman was asking about certain pain problems. There's a lot of big words, rheumatoid, osteo, bursitis, tendonitis, hip dysplasia. What's common with them all is hurts. Okay, your cell is like a balloon full of water. When the outside pressure drops and the membrane around that cell is leathery, the inside pressure is going to make it do what? Expand, which is inflating. When a balloon inflates, that's called inflammation. There's very few nerves in a bone. Almost all pain comes from soft tissue. Okay. MSM doesn't shut the nerve off like aspirin. It makes the cell permeable so the water freely flows to the cell wall, taking toxins out, getting nutrition in, so it's healing. This is why lysic acid, you squeeze out of the muscles and you go out and play baseball or unload 40,000 pounds of dog food or something stupid. It goes back, it crystallizes and goes back in like sandpaper and hurts for a couple of days. An extra teaspoon of MSM, the lysic acid won't crystallize and flushes and you never get sore muscles. That's why I can outwork my kids. There's none of them that can keep up with me. See, dogs and animals, their metabolism, their bodies work the same way. They have candida. They have aches and pains. They get hip dysplasia, arthritis. They get cataracts. A dog that can't get to his feet from arthritis or hip dysplasia, he has to be lifted to his feet. Usually in 4 days, is run down stairwells. A friend of mine, Bob Graham, he makes the canine carriages. You put on your dog, you sit in it, say, giddy up, and he pulls you around the park. His German Shepherd had hip dysplasia so bad he was going to put her to sleep 4 years ago. Put on MSM and vitamin C in this last summer, the miniature horse club challenged him to a race, and his dog won 3 out of 4 races. So he's not ready to go down yet. Okay, the body heals itself. Now, MSM makes that cell so permeable, it'll kick a hangover in 20 minutes. Alcohol is trapped in the cell, and the cells are dying of oxygen starvation, and that's really what a hangover is, a dying cell. MSM kicks the alcohol out and gets oxygen in so quick you don't have as many cells die. And people that are on 3 or 4 teaspoons a day of MSM tell me when they go drinking they can't even get a decent buzz on. It's a waste of good booze. I don't drink, so you have to take their word for it. But it doesn't stay in long enough to kill that many cells to make it go dumb. Now, your amino acids, methane, cysteine, lysine, and all the rest are all sulfur bonders. And without the sulfur, they're not complete. They're the building blocks of the body. They build glands, and that puts out hormones and enzymes that are thermostats for your chemical production. When you're not controlling your chemicals right, you develop too much stomach acid. You have ulcers. Tagment covers up symptom. The MSM corrects problem, usually in 3 days or off the tagment. After 30 days, you can eat a Mexican dinner with jalapenos. Then, women, when they have enough MSM, don't have the headaches, the cramps, the nausea, the heat flashes, and they get a monthly cycle. Because their glands are working right, and they go in and out of cycle smoothly, they don't kick in with such a shock that it upsets their whole metabolism and causes them the symptoms they have. Dr. Joanna Kane in Santa Monica had migraine headaches once a week for 30 years. She was in the middle of a headache, recovering, or starting one. She now has been about 9 months without any headaches, except she had one, but it was so low-keyed, she said she just ignored it. Diabetics that have been on the needle 5 or 6 years, usually in about 4 months, are self-regulating or starting to. See, in Australia, the Aborigines, when they came in from the outback, invariably became diabetic. They go back to the outback, the diabetes go away. The doctors there wrote books, and you get copies of them, writing about processing the foods being related. Well, they're right and they're wrong. When the guy went in the outback, what they missed was he didn't have any water to spare, so he'd pull this out of the ground, shake the dirt off, and eat it, and he wouldn't wash it. He was getting his MSM in the outback, so his diabetes go away. Go back in town, Everything was washed, dried, steamed, homogenized, pasteurized, and cauterized, and he'd begin a diabetic again. It's that simple. Now, MSM is no more toxic than water. You cannot overdose or hurt yourself with it. It is the third largest ingredient in all living things. And it also is constantly going through your pores like salt. It takes the free radicals and foreign proteins out of your body so your allergies go away in 4 or 5 days to foods and pollens. It's constantly cleaning. The only problem we have is some people are so toxic and their cells have been so littered for so long, they've got a lot of poisons in there. And when it suddenly opens them up and they run out with a rush, you can get a headache, a little muscle soreness, sometimes a little skin rash, sometimes itchy skin from these toxins trying to get out in a big hurry. Now, Alzheimer's is really a buildup of metallic poisoning in the brain. Lithium, salts, and things like this, aluminum, get in there and lay across synapses so your electricity doesn't go to the right path. And you're confused, you can't think straight. The brain barrier has become leathery, and you're not getting good nutrition through the brain barrier, you're not getting the toxins out. Cholesterol is another thing that people are very concerned about. Butter melts at room temperature. When you eat it, it can melt inside your body, and it can go into the veins, it can go in the cells, and it can come back out. Now, when the veins are leathery, they're trapped in there. And it builds up until you have a major problem. Your body will break it down slowly and get rid of it. Now, Dr. Burgess's receptionist husband was so bad, they took him to the doctor, and they said, give me $5,000. They took a little balloon, stuck it in his veins, squeezed the grease to the side so the blood can get through. They didn't take the grease out. They just squeezed it to the side. Said, when you come up with another $15,000, we'll start on the other side, and we'll actually go down the side and get good circulation to his leg. Dr. Burgess put him on MSM and vitamin C, and 8 months later he went in there and his cholesterol count was lower than the average person. Now, if I go to 7-Eleven and I get a kielbasa sausage and I put the hot cheese on to glue the jalapenos and onions in place, how much MSM am I getting? I love barbecue spare ribs. Today I went and had a big Mexican dinner with all that grease. And my cholesterol in the last 3 years, every time I shake the blood test, is lower than the average person's. Your body cleans that out, gets rid of it, you don't have the problem if your body's working right. It's only when the veins and arteries are leathery and you're not getting a good transfer of nutrition to the then these things build up on you. MSM is so good at locking up foreign proteins, they use it for an anti-venom. When a horse is bit by a snake, you can't tell what type of snake it was, and the wrong anti-venom to kill the animal. So you use MSM in distilled water and inject it around the snake bite and locks up the foreign protein and flushes it, and that's the end of it. MSM can and will stop the allergic reaction to bee stings, which are a foreign protein, mosquito bites, flea bites, black widow spiders, and brown recluse spiders. And where they didn't take it internally, they just used a lotion on a dog up in Utah. A Great Dane came in with a big bump on his nose and a lot of pain, so the lady didn't know what to do and rubbed the lotion on. He came back a half hour later and wanted some more. She did it about 6 to 8 times a day for the next 4 days. Then she took it into the vet and he shaved the nose and found it had been bit by a large rattlesnake. The lotion drove enough MSM in there to neutralize that, even though she was giving him a little bit in his food, just the powder, but she didn't think about that at the time. But it neutralized the foreign proteins. It has a side effect we cannot control, so we want to warn you about it. Your fingernails go twice as fast, they become very tough, ridges go away, hair stops splitting on the ends, gets thicker and grows faster. Can you live it?
This is the end of side A. Please fast forward and turn the tape over.